tired of the critics getting it wrong.
What is a professional critic?
Just know we are here
to give you honest opinions,
not paid ones.
We are a couple of critics
featuring Becca's Corner.
Hi friends, this is Becca Sarah. I hope you guys are doing great. So today I'm talking about yet another concert I went to in March this year. I went to see Fall Out Boy with my sister and one of my friends. So usually, like I do all the time, I get there early. I get food, drinks, and I went to the washroom and then get to our seats. So for the first time ever, because for one of the previous concerts, I got an upgrade. They're like, "You want an up? You can get an upgrade." And then I asked someone, "Does this upgrade like be changing? Do I have to purchase that?" And then like, yeah, I'm like, "Okay, I'm gonna save this upgrade for a concert I'm going to." So I did the upgrade, and I got club seats for me and my sister, my friend, and I. It was very comfortable. Like, you're in your own section. You take in a special elevator, and you go up, and you're greeted, and you have privacy. Like, literally, you have your own bartender, and you have your own space to get food. Like, it's like exclusive. It's a once in a lifetime experience that I think people should do. It's like, I think it's a one in a lifetime experience for people to do a floor seat, and that everyone should do that as well. So we did that. We get drink, talk to bartenders, talk to everyone. We get to our seats. Very comfortable, great, fantastic. Okay. I have talked about a lot of times. Not a lot of times, but like a couple times, about artists picking good opening acts, artists picking bad opening acts, me thinking they just, oh, they'll do good, let's give them a shot. Or this time, so Fall Out Boy picked the main. They also picked Jimmy's World, and then another artist, new band that I've never heard of. And again, they were okay. I'm just gonna start with the main. The main is not a bad band. They're okay band. It's not a band that I'm like, I'm gonna listen to the main. They're a rock group. Again, Fall Out Boy is also a rock group, so of course that makes sense. They sound fine. My friends, take a seat if you're not. The amount of technical difficulties the main had. I was texting friends that were also in the concert, but they were in the 100s or on the floor. Like, what was happening with the main that night? Like, what was happening? and literally walk by, the speakers were going off. It was too high. There was parts I can't even hear what they're saying. They talked to the audience and I'm like, what did he say? I can't hear him. What did he say? Or there's parts like it went, and I'm like, my ears, it's too loud. Concerts are loud. I'm fine with that. I have no hearing issues. I have nothing. But it was up to loud. Why am I hearing it breaking? Like, why am I hearing it sound like the instruments are breaking? You're having it too high. I can't hear what you're playing. And I can't hear you. I can hear the thing, your instrument is breaking. I cannot hear you at all. Change the levels, please. Up it. What are you saying? What are you seeing? What's going on? Like, you guys been here a long time performing and you can't have your things good and fixed. And because you've been here for a long time, I'm gonna give you a rating. You're not a new artist, I'm gonna give you a rating. I'm gonna give you 5 out of 10. All right, 5 out of 10. 5 out of 10. No, actually, you know what? That's 5 out of 10 is being nice. I'm gonna give you a 2. Okay? I was gonna give you 5 because you spoke to the audience, but we didn't hear you. Because I couldn't hear you, and literally, after I found your portion, I literally thought I was gonna be deaf. So, because of that, and everybody was saying ow around us, and even texting my friends, we were saying ow, what's going on? You're getting a 2. You literally deafened your audience. Like, what was that? Did you guys have a sound check? You probably did. Why did you do that? Why didn't you open your mics? Lower the volume of the instruments, the mic, the boombox, and everything, and up your mics. We don't hear anything. What are you saying? What are you speaking about? What are you saying at all? Like, what's going on? I remember, like, my sister missed that part because she was doing something, and she came and she said, oh, I'm like, you didn't miss anything important. The main went on. We didn't hear anything they said. They sang. It was just because of the amps. The amp literally blew out 100 times. And this is not the first time I've been to a concert that I heard a rock concert and they literally don't care about the audience, and I feel like they didn't care about the audience, but they had their amp blow up constantly, and I'm like, ow, my ears, you're hurting my ears, and I can't hear you. Like, stop it. You have sound check, and sound check make it so we can hear you, and your amp doesn't blow up, break, sound like it's breaking constantly. Please and thank you for that alone. You were making it in 2 out of 10. So that's how annoyed I am. Be better. You guys been musicians for a long time. You know better. All right, next, I'm gonna talk about the new artists. They did fine. There was one part I was like, oh, it's my brother's birthday. Everybody say happy birthday to my brother, which is fine. I'm like, happy birthday to your brother. And then he was talking about his brother, which I'm like, that's fine. But I feel like, and then he was like, oh, we're having a concert, it's a solo show. I'm like, okay. And we don't know you. Thank you for talking to us. A plus on that, I'll give you a clap for like talking to us, but like, your music is okay. I'm like, it's not that catchy. It's not like something I would come see you at all. You are okay. You are fine, mediocre to best.
is it better than the main? Because your stuff didn't blow up. Your amp didn't like go, possibly I could hear you. So I'm like, if I can hear, but they were before the main. But I'm like, I give you guys like a 5 out of 10. You guys were fine. Next chant was Jimmy Eat World. I am a fan of Jimmy Eat World. They did great.
Conversated with the audience. Their songs were amazing. Angels Keep You In. That's a song of theirs. They did great. Especially when they sang that song, gave me nostalgia to when I saw A Cinderella Story with Hilary Duff and Chad McMurray. It went back to the old days. They did great. Could hear them. Their amp didn't go or pop or all that horrible stuff that we did. They did great. I'd give them a 10 out of 10. They did a good job.
Great job.
Last and certainly not least, Fall Out Boy. Fall Out Boy did amazing. They did a good job. They talked to us. I'm just gonna say this is like a personal thing. Pete Wentz, please cut your hair. That's it. Pete Wentz, cut your hair. That's all I'm gonna say. It's too long for my pleasing, but that's just a like me thing. But like, it has nothing to do with the music or anything. I have to say, Pete Wentz, cut your hair. Anyway, going back to it, to the actual, like, they did really great. I love the fireworks that they had. It was dancing. He like the fans like, ooh, after. Loved it, had a blast. I love the fireworks that they had. It was a fun, everybody was up. Was dancing, was having a great time. They talked to fans. Like, it was a phenomenal. They did phenomenal. So now I am going to do my overall rating. I'm gonna do my overall concert rating. I'm gonna try to make this a new thing. So the venue, the hospitality, and what everyone did, the workers did a phenomenal job. I would give them an A for that. So they did a really good job. I give it 5 out of 5 for that. Now, I feel like it's better to put everything in general, like how the workers there did and how the concert was in general. So those are gonna be points to tuck in just because the man irritated me because the amp popped multiple times. I thought I was gonna be dead. I could not hear him, and I could not hear him, and the hearing was like when he talked to the guests. That does. When he talked to the audience, it was like, so guys, like, it would be like if I was like, did you hear anything I just said? No, exactly. That's exactly. No, it was more like, hello, I'm sure. It was like MSR. Like, whispering. Like, I don't, like, no one liked that. So, So I'm just gonna add everything up. I think Fall Out Boy 100% was a 10 out of 10. Because I'm a fan of Fall Out Boy. And plus they did good. And I love the fireworks that happened at the end and then during some of the songs. A funny bit of during the Fall Out Boy's part of the set, I was like, oh, there's fireworks. I wasn't expecting fireworks. Oh, that's a little bit loud. I'm like, fireworks are loud, my friend. But anyway, I
like that. So I would give Fall Out Boy 10 out of 10. Jimmy Eats the World 10 out of 10. The opening act 5 out of 10. And the main 2 out of 10. So 20 and then 22, 27 out of, we're doing not great at best, so I would give it like a 27 out of 40. I think I did my math right. If we're talking about the whole concert experience, and then we'll make it a 50. So if we make it out of 50, it would be like a 35 out of 50. If we're doing everything in total, but like just call, if we're gonna do it out of 10 for in total for the whole concert experience, I'm going to give it a 7. And why I'm giving you a 7 was mainly because of like the main, I'm having it as high as that because everything else but the main made the concert great. So I'm gonna give it a 7 out of 10. So I hope you guys have a great rest of your day. Thank you so much for listening to me today. And I'll see you guys and talk to you guys next time. Bye.